The NFL season is finally here, so make sure you're ready with NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV. It gives you the most live NFL games all in one place, exactly what you need to make your Sundays more magical. Sign up today at youtube.com/Sunday Ticket. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games excludes digital-only games.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Okay. The news we've been waiting for.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
CD Lamb, 4-year, $136 million extension, $100 million guaranteed.
Earlier on the show, Jets defensive tackle Quinnen Williams, Super Bowl champion and Prime Video Thursday Night Football analyst Andrew Whitworth. Coming up, Minnesota Timberwolves All-Star Karl Anthony Towns. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Andrew Whitworth is leaving our studio. Karl Anthony Towns is here. Just so everyone understands, I love when this show has multiple in-studio guests and they cross paths. Because I just love bringing people together. I love when our guests are fans of the other. And I love seeing them interact. We call it guest gridlock here on the Rich Eisen Show. And I love it. It's awesome. It brings up the energy of the room. It's great for us, too.
No doubt.
And we just, during the break, had Karl come out of the green room and take a photograph with Wit and me in the middle. And I honestly think I'm not tall enough to ride the ride. You know what I mean? Like, if this was Disneyland, I would be turned away from this roller coaster.
Shoot, little boy.
The kiddie rides are over there.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. Like, you can go to that section of the park.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride is that way.
That way.
Next year when you're older, little fella.
Yeah. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Right. Maybe next year you'll be 42 inches.
It was a small world after all.
Hey, now.
For me.
I mean.
I can't wait to post that photo.
And then I see them
I'm six foot.
And I'm like, whoa.
Standing up straight, I'm 6 foot. You know?
Yes.
So,
yep.
Karl Anthony Towns is also wearing a particular jersey that I cannot wait for. I don't want to ruin it. Certainly, if you're watching on the Roku Sports Channel, the radio audience, I will describe it.
Can I describe it?
Wait to see. No, you don't. We don't want you to describe it. You won't be happy about it. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We'll take a phone call in a second as well. So to start the show, we were talking about the most, fearsome division. What's the toughest division in football?
Yep.
We had a play-in poll.
Yes.
Did the AFC East beat the South? Because they were doing that
I feel like Dolphins fans really kind of tilted the scale. But yeah, the AFC East won 65-35.
All right, so then you popped up the new poll.
So then I put up the new poll about a half hour ago. Toughest division for this year.
Both Western divisions, the...
both North.
Okay, both North.
AFC East, NFC West.
Okay, where are we currently stand?
About 1,000 votes, if you want to hit the thumb on the scale there, Rich.
Yeah.
Coming in at the last place, the NFC West at 11%.
Wow.
The AFC East
okay.
at 15%.
Okay.
31% the NFC North, 43% AFC North.
Okay. I mean, again, that makes sense. Three made from last year, and the team that did not gets Joe Burrow back. And as a matter of fact, Andrew Whitworth, when I asked him the team that could prevent the Chiefs from even making a third Super Bowl, he mentioned the Bengals. Quarterbacked by the only human in the league that's beaten Mahomes in Arrowhead.
In the AFC Championship game.
In a playoff game.
Yeah. Not named Tom Brady.
Well, he's not in the league anymore, I hate to tell you.
Not technically.
Okay.
He's not.
He keeps thinking he's going to walk through that door.
He's literally going to be at games on Sundays. No, he's in the league.
No, I know. He's not in the league. He's
hey, emergency quarterback. Hey, Tom, can you come down here real quick?
Yeah, no. Yeah. That doesn't work.
Nope.
Doesn't tried it. Doesn't mean it doesn't work.
Okay.
So he's going to leave little baby KK to call the games by himself?
He'd take a pay cut.
Ooh, well, I mean,
if he's making $35 million,
I don't know.
Honestly,
maybe.
Yeah. Let's just say Brady leads the broadcasting industry in APY.
It's an important metric.
quite a bit.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you could put McAfee on top of Stephen A. And it doesn't even equal.
Yeah.
It doesn't even equal Brady's APY.
Well, let's wait till Stephen A. signs his new deal.
That's true.
Yeah. Let's wait.
It's a good one. It's a good one. All right. So it is time for us to predict the NFC North. Single day we predict a division all the way up until our first show in Kansas City next Wednesday. And the NFC East we predicted yesterday. We're going to work our way all the way through the NFC. Now it's time for the NFC North. Music, please. TJ Jefferson, I've been so informed you are going first this time around.
Yeah, me too. Just found that out, but I'm ready to go.
Of course you are.
You know, the NFC North, King of the North. This is a tough division, Chris, as we know.
Real tough.
Let's just get into it, man. Coming in the last, number four, I've got the Vikings. I'm just not so sure about the Sam Darnold thing. I do like the receivers. Justin Jefferson's amazing. If Jordan Addison can get it all together, he can be special too. But I've got them at four. I do like the Bears. I do think that Caleb Williams is set up for success. I can't see how that offense isn't exciting. I can't see how, if you're a casual fan, you're not going out of your way to kind of check out the Bears a little bit this year, because I feel like there's some special things that are going to happen with
Caleb
Williams.
They're going to be a great red zone team this year.
I believe so. And then we got the top two teams, and this one was tough. But I keep thinking back to the NFC Championship game last year. You kind of forget about it. Kind of left my thought process until I revisited it. But the Detroit Lions were that close, man. They were that close to going to the Super Bowl. Dan Campbell talked about trusting his guys. Well, I've said this before. Special teams and the kicker, that's one of your guys. And had you trusted that kicker, you would have been going to the Super Bowl. And so I think they're that close. I think that they're going to build off of last year's success. I think Jameson Williams is low-key going to be a stud this year. And I got the Lions winning the NFC North.
Christopher.
DJ, we're in lockstep, except for the top two. We're
going
to flip them.
You're going Packers?
I was 1 year early on Green Bay. I said they would win the North last year. This is their time now. I'm going Green Bay number one. I love Jordan Love. I love that offense. One bad throw in the playoffs last year. I don't think he makes that. I think
it was like his
learned.
It was like his one bad throw, the worst throw of the year.
Yeah, and I think
he hadn't had one like that in
probably
remotely in weeks.
So I think you learn from that. I think Green Bay is really set up. New defensive coordinator. I think they're going to be a little stronger on defense. I like that. I feel like a little bit of hangover from just missing out on the Super Bowl for Detroit. Everything you said about the Bears, I echo. I think this division does get three playoff teams. I think the Bears go 10-7 and make it. And look, Sam Darnold, really want that dude to succeed. Seems like he's had a lot of bad luck in his NFL career. You get to play with Justin Jefferson. That's really cool. Good luck to them. I just think they're the fourth best team in this division.
Well, what do you got to do in order to win your division? You've got to have all three phases. You've also got to have momentum. You've also got to have, on top of it, some young Turks that are going to lead the way. Packers have a ton of them. Lions, I think, are the real deal. And you know, I know the Lions got through a lot of firsts last year. I'm with you, TJ. The same breakdown of the NFC North with the Vikings finishing last. The Bears having a nice season, but I still don't believe, you know, I still just need to see. He's still a rookie, man. He's still a rookie, and I just don't think they're better than the Packers and Lions, because they haven't defensively they played together. I just need to see the offense gel a little bit. I don't know if they're going to win any of these road games. Their road games in division are Lions on Thanksgiving, and we all know the Packers in Lambeau is just a tough order for them. But with the Lions beating the Packers, I know the Packers punched them in the mouth on Thanksgiving last year. Terrion Arnold is really good at football. They added him on the back end of the defense in the draft. I can't wait to see him and his style and his personality mesh with the rest of them. And I'm just going to say this. You mentioned Jameson Williams as an outlier or just stepping up. Not an outlier. I like that. I think that's a good one. Don't forget, he was top 10 coming off a blown out knee. Yeah. Last year, all the stuff with his, the gambling suspension or whatever, all that business. This year, he's healthy. He's going to be the full freight coming in. Him and Amon-Ra is going to be very difficult to stop, to the point I'm going to make here. I'm going to call a shot.
Oh.
In New Orleans.
Louisiana.
I'm not going to make my Super Bowl prediction yet.
Ooh.
I will just say this. A name you will hear for Offensive Player of the Year, because he will be a finalist, is Jahmyr Gibbs.
Interesting.
Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be an Offensive Player of the Year finalist.
Interesting. He's special.
I just hope he stays healthy, man. And I just think he's going to get a ton of touches because he's that special. And we only were scratching the surface last year. That kid, Jahmyr Gibbs, with Amon-Ra and Jared Goff, it's time there. And I didn't even mention Aiden Hutchinson, who is just a beast of beasts. So I'm taking the Lions to win this division. That's the way I'm breaking it down.
And we can't forget, David Montgomery's still there. Yeah. He's still the hammer.
I know that. I just think that hammer's going to be staying in the toolbox a little bit more.
Do they get three playoff teams? Do the Bears make it?
Oh, God.
I mean, they were 7-10. They just got to plus up three.
Oh, man. I just think two are going to make it from the East, and two are going to make it from the West.
Okay.
And one makes it from the South.
That's
so that means that's, three could make breakdown. It from so
two
there.
Two in every division except the South. That's seven.
Right. Okay. The Bears could make it as the seven. They'll be in that mix. I think the Bucks will be in the mix for the seven.
They'll be in the mix.
I
think in the NFC.
I think Seattle will be in the mix for seven.
I agree with you. I think 9-8's not going to make it. 9-8 made it last year. I think.
Oh, I don't think.
You got to win
10
games this year.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that front. Let's go to Brian in the great state of Indiana. What's up, Brian? You there, Brian?
Rich, my man.
What's up?
Big fan. Watch every day on the Roku channel.
Attaboy.
As much as I can.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Haven't watched every win-loss game, but the ones I have caught, your listeners have the Colts going 0-17 or 1-16.
It's true. Brian's like, the disrespect is real.
That's amazing.
Did you catch your coach on this show yesterday? I don't know if you caught him.
I did not. I can't watch every day. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right, Brian.
You got to watch that interview, though, Brian.
He was great. I mean, I was.
I'll go back and catch it on YouTube.
You do it. Yeah. You do it, or on our collection page to the Roku channel. Hey, brother, I like him. And that RPO game that he did with Hurts and that the Eagles clearly missed him last year, I mean, you want to talk about offense? Like, Shane Steichen not being there last year was 1,000,000% a top two reason why they fell apart last year.
Big time.
That RPO game with Richardson and Jonathan Taylor – is going to be the proverbial biatch to stop, to be honest with you. So,
my question to you, Rich, if your listeners and their infinite wisdom are correct, who does Ballard use for the number one overall pick of the 2025 NFL draft? Or does he do his usual deal and trade that for a plethora of later round picks?
Well, I don't know. I'll ask him the next time he comes on, which is whenever I damn well please, which is another reason why you should watch yesterday's interview, because he had a cameo in it, and I reminded him of that.
So. Rich, we've only had two people pick the Colts record, so Brian, are you down?
Do you want to do the win-loss, Brian?
For the I'll Colts? Do it if you want me to.
Let's go.
I mean, we don't want to twist your arm, Brian.
To do it.
Then we'll bring Carl Anthony Towns out here.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right, let's do it.
All right, hey, listen. I mean, we don't want to twist your arm. Since you're like calling everybody else out, you got to put your money where your mouth is, and only Dylan in Vancouver is the only Colts win-loss game we've had. All right, Brian, and where in Indiana are you calling in from, Brian?
Beautiful Newburgh, Indiana.
All right, sir. Newburgh, Indiana. Is there an H in that? Silent H?
There is.
Attaboy. Home for the Texans. What happens?
Colts never win first game opener. That's a loss.
Home, and then at the Packers.
Packers.
That's a loss.
Oh, boy. 0-2. It doesn't really, you know, back your play here. Home for the Bears.
I'll give them a win.
Home for the Steelers.
Oh, the Steelers. That's a loss.
1-3 at the Jaguars.
At Jacksonville, that's a loss.
1-4 at the Titans.
At the Titans, we do pretty good down there. That's a win.
2-4 home for the Dolphins.
Loss.
2-5 at the Texans.
At the Texans, that's a loss.
2-6 at the Vikings.
Oh, no.
2-6 at the Vikings. Darnold. I'll give him a win.
3-6 home for the Bills.
Loss.
3-7 at the Jets.
Your defense looking good this year, Rich. That's a loss.
3-8 home for the Lions.
Home for the Lions. Lions are good. Loss.
3-9 at the Patriots.
Oh, no.
Who is it?
Patriots.
No, that's a win. Just Patriots. Move on.
Yeah. Move on, Brian. That's tough. I'll give the Colts a win.
4-9 at the Broncos.
At the Broncos. That's a loss.
You know, you're not too far off of what you were accusing everybody else of doing. 4-10 home for the Titans.
Home for the Titans? That's a loss.
Trolling is trolling.
At the Giants.
First draft pick. This is amazing.
At the Giants, win.
Whoa.
There we go.
And then home for the Jaguars.
I'm back.
That's a loss.
Oh, six, Brian in Newburgh, Indiana, Brian. Calling in to call out everybody who calls into this show to give the Colts a loss. Just played the win-loss game for apparently his Colts and have them 5-12. Brian, are you really like a Texan fan in disguise in Newburgh?
No, I'm just not. You know, hasn't been good since 2006.
Okay, man.
Well, Grigson set us back a good decade.
Brian in Indiana right here on the Rich Eisen Show, throwing Ryan Grigson. Oh. Somewhere Ryan Grigson's walking around just saying, what's that burning sensation?
What was that?
My ears are ringing.
Well, he started off the call wanting to know about the first draft pick, so he clearly doesn't want them to do well.
Yeah. Again, the fans who call him for the win-loss game are just like,
how
dare these people question my Colts' ability? And then... Oh, really? Do you want me to try it? All right, I will. 5-12. What?
5-12. What?
No, we did what?
We did have two people call. We had a Cody from Indianapolis who said 10-7, and then Dylan from Vancouver said 11-6. So, and now Brian
10-7,
at 5-12.
9-8, they feel like a 500. It just depends on Richardson. Can he stay healthy, and can he develop?
Dude, I mean...
By the way, let's not forget, Jonathan Taylor only played 10 games last year. We all know they're
banged up. They've gotten the injury bug the last couple seasons. So,
all right.
They have Flacco, though, so you know if Richardson goes down,
Flacco.
I mean.
Well, yeah, hey, you need that, man.
Steps right in, bombs.
Yeah.
Comeback player of the year. Can anyone win comeback player of the year 2 years in a row?
I don't see why not. No, I don't think
that's
possible.
Not a bad idea.
I don't think
although
that's possible,
I am, you know, I got the rundown for the NFL game day morning season preview show next Tuesday night, 8-10 Eastern.
Hey.
And they're asking us to predict every award, including comeback player of the year. And as you know, this year there is a ton of candidates.
Yeah.
But how do you not like it's? It's between Burrow and Aaron Rodgers, whoever plays better, right?
Right.
You would assume.
You would
and
think.
Ty goes to Rodgers since he's 40 coming off an Achilles.
You would think.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins.
Or Kirk, yeah. Kind of a three-man race.
You know, guys who are over 35 coming off of an Achilles.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
Yep.
Sam Darnold, too.
Well, he's, again, coming back from the bench.
Again, coming back from the bench.
They're kind of telling voters not to do that.
Is that what? Who's telling
anymore?
Them that?
That was kind of a report. Just because
I would try and give credence to that, but the Associated Press still
you don't get
in my 22nd season of being with NFL Network
you don't get
doesn't give me a vote because I am an employee of the NFL as if my 3 hours a day here every single day for five well not every day, but for five days a week here.
Most of the
On 10 years, on top of 21 years of having my own voice on NFL Network, does not give me a vote.
There's a lot. Just looking at the odds, Rodgers and Burrow have the same odds. Kirk Cousins, 5-1. Anthony Richardson, Nick Chubb, Daniel Jones, Kyler Murray, J.K. Dobbins.
I mean, there's a ton, right?
Yeah. Tank Dell, Deshaun Watson only played half the year last year.
So there's a lot going on with the
comeback
player of the year. It'll be either Rodgers, Cousins, or Burrow,
whichever quarterback
plays better.
Right. Whatever team makes the playoffs out of those three, they're going to win.
And the crazy thing is, it's possible that somebody can win MVP and comeback player of the year award.
That would be something. Year.
So let's take a break. Carl Anthony Towns is here. Coming on out here on the Rich Eisen Show from the Minnesota Timberwolves, repping his NFL team as well. That's next. Oh, look at us. We're taking green room shots. There he is.
Whoa.
There he is. Let's talk DoorDash, people. If your family's like mine, it probably is. You want something to eat, your kids want something else to eat. How do you handle it all? How do you make sure everybody's happy? DoorDash, that's how you make sure everybody's happy. The food delivery app is the most awesome on-demand delivery platform that you can go get to make sure that food comes to the places you like right to your table. It's awesome, especially now that football's finally back, which means it's time to order your favorite game day food, snacks, and drinks on DoorDash without missing a single play. And here's how I can help you. Use my promo code, RICHEISEN24, for 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $15 or more dollars on your first order. Limited time offer, terms apply. Promo's not valid for orders containing alcohol. DoorDash, your door to game day greatness, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to order your game day favorites and use my promo code RICHEISEN24. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets. Hey, everybody, you know we're living in a new age of football with the expanded college football playoff, NIL, conference realignment, and increasing popularity of the draft. The landscape is changing, and it's changing quickly, and it can be confusing, but you know you're still into it. That's where the new podcast, The Triple Option, comes in. Each week, Heisman Trophy winner Mark Ingram, host Rob Stone, and three-time national champion coach Urban Meyer team up to bring on the biggest guests in college football, pro football, and anything related to the culture of the game. They cover it all, from top stories to recent changes and shifts in the game, the culture surrounding it, and everything in between. So get in the game today. Follow and subscribe to The Triple Option on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Triple Option on YouTube as well. New episodes drop Wednesday mornings. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Back here on the Roku channel, look who's here rocking his Jalen Hurts gamer. Carl Anthony Towns of the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Appreciate it.
Edison, New Jersey's finest. So you were born there. Is that where you grew up?
Yes, I was born there.
Okay. Look at you, man. It's great to see you here.
Great to see you. I was just saying while we were off the air, I was saying I'm just so happy to be off the Zooms now with Rich. So
it's
pretty cool to be here.
I know. We're Zooming together and now you're physically here.
Yes, yes.
Do you spend much time in Los Angeles or what?
In the offseason, I train here. And actually, we work out at the same gym when he was playing. So I actually got to see him training for his seasons and stuff.
Okay.
So it was pretty cool to be able to see him again.
So anyone else who works out with you has to adjust the seat, I imagine, after you guys are done working out.
There's
right?
a lot of cool dudes that work out at Proactive.
Who else is there?
You know, names. For another Eagles player, Cooper. He just got drafted.
Cooper DeJean?
Yeah. Okay. So super happy to see him in his draft process. And who would have thought he would end up at the Eagles with us? So pretty cool. Aaron Rodgers and a couple other guys, too. That
So Rodgers coming back from his Achilles, you would be working out alongside him at some point?
Yeah.
Some?
Okay. For a couple years now. So well, it's been cool. And, you know, he was coming back from Achilles. I was coming back from my knee for
right.
the playoffs. So we got to spend time together rehabbing, I guess you could say.
Well, that's cool.
Trying to get right.
What do you guys talk about? Anything? I mean, just sports or
life,
just nothing?
Okay. He's a very thoughtful guy. So sure. definitely tapping into the wisdom and his thoughts. I love hearing people and the way they think and the way they like comprehend things and be able to adjust to things. And for him to be one of the best NFL players we've ever seen and to see how he's recovering back from his, you know.
Sure.
His surgery and everything. It was really cool to be able to watch like a legend get back to being a legend.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So look who's here. No Zooms. Right. Zooms are a thing of the past.
No, they're done.
Right
they're
here. Done. We're here on the Roku Sports Channel, back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. The first overall pick of the 2015 NBA draft, four-time All-Star from the Minnesota Timberwolves, Karl Anthony Towns is here in studio, and it is great to see you.
It's great.
And for the radio audience that just rejoined, he is rocking a Jalen Hurts Philadelphia Eagles jersey.
Yes.
Come on.
So, now you are from Edison, New Jersey.
Yes.
Which I know, being a Staten Islander,
okay.
is pretty much like right across, you know,
the river. Way. Yeah, it's right. It's right there.
Right there.
Yeah, for sure.
You go over probably the outer bridge, and then you keep going a little west, and you ride into Edison.
Yep.
Normally, that's Giants country or Jets country.
I already know where you're going.
You normally got to go much further south than New Jersey to find an Eagles enclave. Mm-hmm. Why are you an Eagles fan?
I mean, just like you said, I was the oddball in my neighborhood for wanting to be an Eagles fan.
I bet.
Yeah, for sure. When I was younger, I had watched the Giants play, obviously, the Jets play, but I was young and I was impressionable at the time, and I think any young kid could speak to the same fact, and any adult could speak to the same fact that for me, watching Terrell Owens, Donovan McNabb, Brian Dawkins, Brian Westbrook, you know, play out there and do some amazing things, and also to have one of my favorite players of all time, Terrell Owens, on the team, you know, it just made me a fan. It made me a fan at the right time when I really was looking at football. I wanted to play football. They wouldn't allow me to play over there
in
New Jersey. They wouldn't allow me. They said I was too young for Pee-wee. Mm-hmm. I was too big for Pee-wee, but then I was too young for Pop Warner football. So I felt like this purgatory of not being able to play football.
How tall were you as a Pee-wee? Really?
Yeah.
So you were tall really early in life.
Yeah, I was tall right out the gate.
Worked out for you, though.
It did well.
Being tall worked out.
Yeah.
It still is actually working out for you.
You know, hit your head on the, you know, the door or something like that. But
right.
for my job, it's pretty good.
So you were falling in love with the Eagles right around when they were in that Super Bowl against Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Absolutely.
So that's 21 years ago.
I know. Don't mention it.
No.
Hey, I feel old.
Dude, that was my first year on NFL Network.
Really?
Or first full year on NFL Network. Yeah.
Hey, I'm trying to get 20 years of service in NBA. You already got to past 20.
I'm a past 20 for the
That's
NFL.
That's a blessing right there.
No doubt about it. This
Can
season,
we give him a clap for that?
Come on, now. That's fire. You're a giver. So, yeah, I mean, that was, you know, the McNabb TO, and that's when if we learned things were not very hunky-dory between the two of them.
You but, know, well,
that was the pinnacle.
When I was young, I didn't really care. I just wanted to see
I know. I know. But you love T.O.? He was your guy?
Oh, I love T.O. I actually ran into T.O. A couple years ago. I watched him play basketball at a men's league. I was just randomly coming through.
I was like, we'll watch.
And it was, like, cool to see, like, someone as a child. He was such, like, an idol of mine. He was such a... He was bigger than life, and to be able to see him play basketball, the sport I play at this age now, it was pretty cool to like have a full circle moment.
Well, because his performance in that Super Bowl on that ankle.
Yes. He almost shouldn't have. He should have played, really, now that I'm in the situation.
What he did in that Super Bowl is one of the greatest performances you can see for a receiver. And that's not an exaggeration.
No, it was one of the best things I've ever seen. And just
because you knew New England was going to shut. That's the vaunted Belichick thing is taking away the one thing that you do best. you know, and he still.
How good is he as a coach? I mean, come on.
No doubt about it.
He's really good as a coach.
No question
about
it.
Shout out to him and Tom, man.
So, Tio, you know, definitely considers himself a hooper. That's for
sure.
No,
he does. He does. He was hooping, too. Mm-hmm. I will say, I was at the game. I almost saw one of the craziest poster dunks I've ever seen in my life at that game. I wish it would have went in, but it didn't. But I can say.
Back rim?
It was. Kid jumped. He definitely had. He had it. He just missed it. He just dunked it too hard. Hit the back rim. Popped right back out. Went to half court.
Mm-hmm.
Rich, I'm telling you, that may have been one of the craziest dunks I would have seen on person. And the crazy part about all this, T.O. was the one blocking it. He went up for it.
So he would have been posted.
If it would have happened, I would have felt part of my childhood would have just disintegrated. It would have been like gone.
That would have been so bad.
When was the first time you dunked on someone?
Ooh.
Third grade.
Don't say third grade.
I would probably say, I don't remember exactly, but I know that I first started dunking like seventh grade. So I would probably say ninth. I probably had
finally got something.
Like middle school games, you're just dunking in games.
When did, in a way? He's too humble.
Don't be humble.
The first time somebody from college showed up knocking on your door?
Young.
Right around then, seventh grade?
Yeah, it was younger. I had garnered national attention for playing basketball. I was part of a publication, I think we all know. You know Scholastic Kids?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Of course, that's like the best thing when you're a kid. That was like the magazine.
Oh, certainly while I was being scared out of my wits about what the dentist was going to find in my mouth.
That was the magazine.
That was a periodical of children's dental plans.
That was like the publication. If you were a kid, you were always looking for that publication.
Locked in.
Yes, and I was got cool to be on a... have a story done and a cover done for it. Mm-hmm. So I was cool to be in school and be able to show all my classmates like, oh, we're going to read this cover story about me. And I'm like young. And that happened, I think, at third grade.
Yeah.
So I had some attention. I had some hype. But I think it's all shout out to my dad. I think my dad was selling me like a blank CD with a deluxe version. He was telling everyone it had every song on it.
So you're in middle school and colleges are knocking on the... I was
definitely getting interest. I definitely seen at some AAU games. I had saw some faces I was seeing on TV. So I didn't know if it was truly for me or not. Yeah. But I knew that I was having some sort of attention, to say the least.
Carl Anthony Towns here on the Rich Eisen Show. Give me your favorite Anthony Edwards story. Come on now. Let's go.
Recently or over time?
Anytime.
Recently.
Because every day I feel there's a new story that comes out.
That means there's multiple.
Yeah, I think there's a new story that comes out every day.
A new clubhouse leader of your favorite Anthony Edwards story. What do you have?
Oof. I got a lot. That's the problem.
I know. Go through your mind. What's family is friendliest?
I'm going to go, family friendliest content.
Whatever you got.
I would say recently, I can't remember off the top of my head, but I say recently what was funny. I think we all saw about Ant. With playing the ping pong game against Team USA ping pong.
Yes. Yep.
So we have our group chat, and I texted in our group chat. I said, look at this man. Oh, he's talking about confidence, talking about he went from I'm going to beat him to that I'm going to get a point. I was like, what happened? There's a huge discrepancy right here. Yeah. Beating them and getting a point.
Yeah.
And I was just laughing. I was like, for a man who's super confident in himself, and I love every time that he exuberates his confidence. Mm-hmm. He damn sure took it back from winning the game to getting the point.
Well, let me, again, because I'm just surfing into this story, because obviously I didn't know you were going to tell it. I will just guess this.
He doesn't get a point.
No, I'll just guess this. That he definitely went to Paris thinking he could beat somebody.
Oh,
that he must
for sure.
Have, like, you must have a ping pong table somewhere.
Oh,
or
yeah, yeah. No, he's like...
Where he feels like he's like, that good,
he's
right?
He's like the guy, like... On the road, he's the type of guy who's like, come on, let's go find a pool table and let's play pool.
Yeah.
And he want to play pool for hours. Yeah. Like, just strictly just playing
sure.
pool.
And I'm sure he's that way with ping pong or whatever.
Oh, he's that with any type of sport. Anything that has a competitive side to it, he wants to play.
So it makes sense.
Yeah.
I bet he went to Paris thinking he could definitely beat one of these guys.
No, I think
and then,
he did.
And then he went to Paris and laid eyes on him. and goes, I'm going to downgrade this to a point.
I think so. I really think. I think that he went there with the confidence of like, man, I play ping pong just like these people. I had it right. I can't say what he was, you know, I would go do this, man. I could go get a beat him easily. And then I think he saw them, the little polo US little attire and stuff. Saw him hit a couple ping pongs, was like, hell no. This ain't gonna work.
Right. Like how they're serving with the paddle, parallel to the floor.
Anyone comes up to a ping pong table and does this with the ball, I already know I'm in trouble. Yeah. That's like getting in a fight with someone and they start stretching. Like, you already know you in trouble. You for sure in trouble.
Pulling up the pants a little bit. Right? Like, those pants come up.
Hey, you remember that show Kevin Hart came on? He was like the short dude. He was getting at the girl. He goes,
it was Real Husbands of Hollywood, wasn't it? Yes.
Oh man, you know you in trouble. A man starts to fight you and start stretching, right. You know it's over. You in a bad time. You might as well go get the ice packs ready for that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but it does seem like he has just confidence. He did an interview his rookie year, and he was saying how whatever it is, he's the best. And the interviewer was like, hockey, he goes, best at that. He goes, throwing trash into throwing paper into the trash.
Didn't he say too, he would be like the best baseball player, and A-Rod was right there, and they said, so you're better than A-Rod? He says, who's A-Rod? Yeah.
Just a guy who's, you know, in the Timberwolves front office, or attempting. We'll see that.
Right. Rich, I do remember there was a video of Ant. He was with his friends, and he was throwing a football, and he was...
with Vando in the summer.
He chucked the ball, and Tom Brady
shout out to Jared Vanderbilt, too.
Brady left a comment on it, and he was like, look, I know that other sport plays well, but you should be playing football.
Well,
Brady said that to Ant.
Listen to TB12. I love TB12. Go. TB12, man, stop playing with him, man. You know that NBA money coming through differently these days, man. Stop
That's what
it.
He goes.
He did it right for his family. But... He did it right for the A.
Oh, man. So, because that was a whole conversation, right? Was that Austin Rivers who started that thing?
About the football players,
right? Football players.
Yeah. And then I remember telling you, you ain't going to see me getting no medicine ball going down the middle on the post. You ain't going to see me doing that at all. Someone today told me... my trainer was like, you could be wide receiver 3. I said, I could possibly give you tight end 2. Maybe tight end 3. Yeah, there ain't no way I'm going to be doing that little medicine balls. Red zone, that's it.
Heck no.
I'm not going, nah. That's why when we was talking, I was like, man, there's NBA players who could do NFL. I just don't know if the mentality can transfer over for the NFL.
I mean, it's just two different sports, man.
Two different physically.
But it's also absurd to say, well, the NBA is not that physical compared to the NFL.
No,
because it's not a foul in the NFL to hit somebody.
Imagine the first 5 yards for an NBA player as a wide receiver. Hell.
You know what I mean? In the NBA, it is a foul to connect with somebody physically, more often than not.
Hey,
at least in theory it is, you know?
Your breath too hot, it's a foul. There's a lot of different
That's what's
types
going
of,
on right now?
No, I don't know. It's fouls, man, in the NBA. So it's different. It's different than when I first came into the NBA, too.
How is it different?
I feel like there was more leeway with the physicality. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, they definitely tightened up on the rules and making sure things are handled rightly. I just think when I first came in, you know, I'm with KG and stuff, and you're with all these vets, Tim Duncan, Kobe, and you're just seeing the way they approach the foul game and everything. And
yeah.
It was pretty cool. It was different. It's just different. The game has evolved, though. So it's not even different in a bad way. It's just evolved in a different way. Just like when I first came in, we were talking about how awesome the mid-range 3, the long 2 was. Mm-hmm. Now we just getting rid of the mid-range shot. It's kind of just threes or layups or free throws.
Right.
Those are like the golden shots to take in NBA now.
Did you have a welcome to the NBA moment with Kobe or anything like that? Or KG or any of those guys?
It was weird because I didn't have a welcome moment like you said with Kobe. Happy birthday to him too.
Yes.
I didn't have that welcome moment with Kobe because I had played Kobe already in high school when I played against the Dream Team V2 back in high school, when it was him, Bron, Kevin Love, you know, Tyson Chandler. I had played against someone on the Dominican Republic national team
in
Vegas. So I kind of had that moment already. I was like, wow, I'm on the court with Kobe Bryant and stuff, and you get to play and guard him. And I think when I first came into the NBA, I had such a mindset of like, I wanted to impact the league and show my worth. And, you know, earn my spot and my respect. So I was so focused on that. I didn't really have that welcome to the NBA moment until later in the season when I finally slowed down a little bit and I'm looking at my jersey in Target Center and I'm like, wow, this really says Wolves 32 Towns. Like, I was finally understanding that I'm a real NBA player and this is not like a summer thing. You know, you play 25 games, let's just say that's a good summer of playing high level hoops.
Right.
This is a job. Like, you come here every day, you're playing 82 games.
I'll be honest with you, man, because again, you know, my job is interviewing is to ask questions that I'm curious about and then listen to the answers. And when you said I played against Kobe in high school, I thought to myself, well, wait a minute. Kobe wasn't in high school when you were in high school. Mm-hmm. And then I thought to myself, oh, God, you played against Kobe when you were in high school, and he was Kobe effing Bryant.
Yeah, no, for
what
sure.
What the hell? And with LeBron, too, and everybody?
And you remember in that Olympic trial, when they actually went to the Olympics, that we were an exhibition game. He went to the Olympics. You remember Kobe hit the big shots. He's doing this to everyone. And it was really cool. It was cool to be able to, like, watch art be done by the artist in person. You know, like to be able to be on the court, having to study, yes. You know, what they do and then, you know, wait for my moment to get in if I ever did. But it was a surreal moment to be able to be on the court with these legends and to be able to be on the court with guys that I've spent hours and hours studying and especially took time out of my day and made the sacrifice to ride bike to John F. Kennedy Library in Piscataway, New Jersey. Use the computer access there, get the VHSs, rent them, get the books, and just watch their moves and watch how they play the game of basketball and try to implement their style into my style and also keep some of my own flavor there. So, you know, you're young and just to be in that aspect, that was the first time I felt like I could make the NBA. And if I had played these guys already now as a freshman in high school, if you gave me more time to mature, work on my game, work on my craft, I thought I had a good chance.
So, wait a minute. So, you're a ninth grader playing against Kobe Bryant.
I was. I had no facial hair, Rich. I had the short haircut. I got my haircut at Supercuts right before the game. It was crazy. Crazy times.
Let's take a break. We'll finish up the show with Carl Anthony Towns. Fantastic. Unbelievable. Don't go anywhere. Carl Anthony Towns to wrap up our Tuesday show in a sec. Listeners, please welcome a real finance nerd from our sponsor, NerdWallet. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
We all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but there's more to it than that, right?
So much more. Even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
Smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so you can find the smartest products.
Hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thanks for that important PSA, Rich.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings account and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks again to NerdWallet, our paid sponsor of this segment. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Hey, that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Old Man, starring Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow. The hit show returns as the stakes get higher and more secrets are uncovered. The former CIA agent sets off on his most important mission to date, to recover his daughter after she's kidnapped. FX's The Old Man premieres September 12th on FX. Stream on Hulu.
So you said
back
Rich was
on the Rich
Eisen
show. Here we go, everybody. We're back here live. Carl Anthony Towns, tell me about the Covenant House in New Jersey and what you're doing with them and the Stray.
Oh yeah, it's an amazing thing to be able to partner up with Michael Strahan. Shout out to him too. Great suits. get it done. To be able to partner up with them and give, you know, 15 people there at Covenant House the opportunity to have these amazing Michael Strahan suits, and Covenant House does so much, and wanted to give them something where they could feel, you know, swag. They could feel, they could feel, they could make an impression on people and improve their lives with that suit. So it was a huge honor to be able to do that.
Okay. And yeah, so you're giving, it's donated 15 young men some suits in Covenant House in New Jersey from Stray.
Yes.
And what about the dual language documentary workshop? What's that? Real Works?
Yeah, Real Works. It's really cool. So to be able to, you know, for me, I think we all agree, I
explained I'm Dominican at this point, so.
There we go. I've been able to partner up with RealWorks to be able to provide the resources and especially the connections needed for these kids who are young, the next great filmmakers of our country and in the world, and be able to give them the resources and the connections they need to make these movies to the best of their ability. And I mean, I've one of them already won an award, so to be able to have fellow students of RealWorks come back and teach the next generation, and also while they're making their own work, and to see the next generation make some amazing, amazing movies coming out. I can't wait for everyone to watch it.
Over 20 million viewers worldwide of RealWorks since 2001. Check out all the works. It's a Brooklyn-based organization.
Yep.
RealWorks.org for all of that. And the Covenant House in New Jersey, that's pretty cool, man. And then, of course, your commitment to social justice is second to none, certainly. In life. Forget about just in association and in sports as well. Karl Anthony Towns here on the program. Back on the Rich Eisen Show. We're still with Karl Anthony Towns. Going to wrap up the show in about 8-9 minutes time. We just talked on the Roku Sports Channel Only segment that you've donated some Michael Strahan clothing brand suits to 15 young men of Covenant House in New Jersey. Is Michael Strahan aware that you are a Philadelphia Eagles fan, Karl Anthony Towns?
I think the world's aware. I'm pretty sure. I am the guy who wore Eagles shoes playing for the Timberwolves in a Timberwolves game and got booed every time I touched the ball in Minnesota. That's hard to do.
Wow.
That's a lot of hatred for the Eagles.
Well, I also thought maybe, they might have been booing you in Philadelphia because you were wearing Minnesota Timberwolves.
No, I was in Minnesota.
Clothes. Okay.
I was in Target Center.
I thought that you're okay, that's what you're saying. But home game.
You're wearing Eagles shoes
and you're being booed.
They sell your jersey at the team store.
Hey, we won the Super Bowl that year. It was worth it at the end of the day. It was worth it at the end of the day.
So I imagine you were, let me just put this together. You were at the Super Bowl in Minnesota watching the Philadelphia Eagles.
I was with my father, took my mother with me. She got to watch my team win a Super Bowl, experience that. I've never had so much excitement. I don't get to be a fan much.
Right.
I'm always the player. Mm-hmm. So it was really cool to take a step back and be completely just the fan. Yeah. And you never got that experience. Even to this day, I'm a big Eagles fan, but I've still never been to an Eagles game in Philly. I've always had to watch from far because I'm always working. I'm always, playing basketball.
Sure.
Things don't work out. Scheduling don't work out.
Don't align, correct.
Yeah, so for me to actually be at my first Eagles game, in the Super Bowl, in Minnesota, against the greatest of all time, and to find a way to come out with a win with our backup quarterback. Come on, man. Yeah. When I saw Nick Foles retired, I had to put a tweet up.
By the way, we had a whole segment on him because of what a career. What a career he had.
Amazing career.
Super Bowl MVP. Well, in terms of just being a fan, Karl Anthony Towns, we're going to give you that opportunity.
Oh, God.
Because here on the Rich Eisen Show, we play a game called the win-loss game, where we give a fan an opportunity to go game by game, break it down, whether it's going to be a win or a loss, and that's how we find out what their final record is.
Are we saying we're all staying healthy the whole year?
This is all, yes, of course. Okay. This is all things being, if you will, equal.
God is good.
The Philadelphia Eagles win-loss game with Karl Anthony Towns.
No Kelsey this year. Shout out to a legend.
That's of course, and Fletcher Cox as well.
Yes.
And we're using NFL Films music, speaking of another New Jersey finest.
Here we go,
just to get you in the mood.
Oh!
Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah. Okay.
The opener against the Green Bay Packers in Brazil. What happens with your Eagles?
I think we could find a way to win that game.
All right.
I think we'll all be healthy and we'll have a good this week. To rest up, I think we'll be all right.
Then week two, home for the Falcons on a Monday night.
I love our chances at home.
So that's 2-0.
I would like to believe.
At the New Orleans Saints, you might, measure for drapes there.
You're asking the wrong person because I may go 17-0.
That's fine.
Okay.
New Orleans is where the Super Bowl takes place, so maybe you could, Matt, measure for drapes.
Measure, right?
So you can move
Mardi
in.
Gras. Yeah,
exactly. At the Saints, what happens?
I think it'll be a tough game. I think anytime you get to play over there at Mercedes-Benz, I think it's a tough, tough game. I think we're a tough team, though.
Okay.
We got a right quarterback.
3-0.
We got Saquon, too.
Ooh.
Come on. Shout out to my homie. So.
Okay. At Tampa, what happens next at Tampa?
Baker Mayfield and them is, it depends. If we can stop the aerial assault with him and Mike Evans, I think we got a good chance. Godwin too. So I think that if we could find a way to cap that kind of passing attack, I think we'll have a chance to win.
4-0.
Wow.
Into the bye, out of the bye, home for the Cleveland Browns. What happens, Carl Anthony Towns?
I think the Browns are going to be good this year.
But, or yes. You think the Browns?
Again, I'm going to always go with my Eagles, but I just think that the Browns are going to be really good this year. I think that Deshaun Watson is going to actually have time now with this team, so I feel like they should make a step forward. I still like us, especially at home.
Okay. 5-0.
Yup.
Saquon back at the Giants.
Saquon may go for 500 yards.
So that's a win.
If you lose getting 500 yards, that's tough.
All right, so the Eagles are 6-0 at the Bengals, at Joe Burrow's Bengals. What happens there?
Joe Burrow healthy is a scary thing. So I think it's a close one. I think we win by a field goal.
Okay. Ooh. Home for the Jaguars. Doug Peterson back in the house.
Shout out, man. Shout out to the Skip.
What do you got? What do you think?
I got us, of course.
Okay.
8-0. Just go to week 11. No, Ten's a win.
They're at the Dallas Cowboys.
Someone had a whole argument. My barber had a whole argument with me about the Cowboys. He was talking about how many Super Bowls. He said, so when was the next time you're going to win another one? I said, so you're going to bring up something your daddy saw you win?
Why not?
Come on.
They still count no matter how many years.
No, for sure. But, like, you didn't get to watch it.
I was laughing for four of them. Three I saw.
Back home against the Washington Commanders.
5-1. That's what I'm
saying.
5-1? 5-1.
General Patton said, I got to see it. I need to see the wins. You can't say you saw Super Bowls and they ain't happening.
9-0, home for the Commanders.
I'm very excited to see Jaden Daniels play. So, but I think we got that one. And that's the day for my birthday too. So that would be a great birthday present.
Oh, happy birthday in advance. 10-0 here at the Rams. Ooh.
I may not be able to come back to LA, but we're going to go with the Eagles again.
All right, 11-0 at the Ravens.
I'm sorry, man. I got to go with the Eagles.
At the Ravens, though.
Ooh. This may hurt you, Mark. I may have to say that. At Baltimore.
Yeah, Derrick Henry in that.
Ooh, I'm a big fan of Lamar Jackson. I'm telling you, my biggest thing, I'd probably say my greatest strength and my worst trait is my loyalty. I'm going to go with the Eagles again.
Home for the Panthers.
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Oh. Home for the Steelers.
Hey, just mark it down, even the Super Bowl. I'm going to say they're going to win it too while we at it.
All right. So, home
Pittsburgh. Hey.
Washington.
If there's one man I know who refuses to lose, is Mike Tomlin. So, that's a tough one, but I'm still go with us.
At the Commanders, you sweep them?
You see where we're going with this, right?
Home for the Cowboys?
Come on, Cap. Be real now.
What do you think?
Dak is 9-4 against the Eagles his last 13.
I don't think nothing wrong with Dak.
So to sweep us, I don't know.
You don't know?
This is you picking. This ain't me.
You already know my answer. I just want to know what your answer is.
I already committed to my answer. And then home for the Giants.
Hey, that's another word.
17-0.
Jalen Hurts may have the most sponsorships in NFL history by the end of the season if this goes this way.
Anthony Towns.
17-0. So that's
17-0. And I will say that because the last team I seen go 17-0, they didn't win it. So I would like to have a different outcome than that.
There you go. There you go.
Am I wrong or am I right?
No, that is true.
And you know, I saw them go 17-0.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
But they didn't.
You know how the Cowboys won? You didn't see that.
Oh, wow.
I saw them go 17-0.
I am loving TJ getting NBA level smoke.
I ain't politically correct. I came to talk football.
I'm saying, I've seen three Super Bowls, so I'm good.
NBA level smoke.
Hey! Fantastic.
I just know that. I was able to see in Minnesota them win the Super Bowl.
That's true, you did.
Go on the field, lose my car keys.
What?
Walk back to the car, have no car keys. Mom's freezing.
It was freezing cold.
Out in
so
Minnesota.
Cold.
It was
cold.
So
we
bad. Were there. It was so
you
cold.
You lost your car keys on the field?
My dad walked back to the stadium, went on the field, said, I can't find them.
Hey!
I didn't even drink.
Here on the Rich Eisen Show. Just fantastic. Back to wrap it up on the Roku channel in a sec.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
What is the path of least resistance with highest ROI?
New episodes available every day.
People oftentimes are paying very close attention to what the Fed does to get signals on what's going to happen with mortgage rates, and it's completely wrong way thinking.
Whether it's real estate, on the market, rookie, or money.
And you can make just 6% on a deal. You can retire next month.
The Bigger Pockets podcasts are on YouTube or wherever you listen.